Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It's Chris Bryan, Austin Price, getting over my Blue Angels fix over the weekend.
Yeah, coming off from that high.
Yeah, boy, that was something else. Had a great time, and thanks for stopping by. There were a lot of people stopping by the broadcast tent, and we do appreciate that. Pick it up on some interesting comments.
Signed some autographs, did you?
Yeah, sure. I took my black and white glossies with me, and, you know. Yes, you betcha. Hey, what we're going to do, we're going to get into the top three stories here in just a second, Austin, but just kind of remind you, we're in for a heated week of turbulent weather. Highs forecast hit the upper 90s. Triple digit heat index is 107 on Tuesday. Austin all over this one. He'll be coming up with the forecast for today and also looking down the line for the five-day forecast. As a matter of fact, National Weather Service will join us today at 4:35. We will give you the most accurate update on that tropical system moving across the state, which will be appearing in the Gulf south of the Pensacola area. It's moving a beeline shot over to Texas. But we'll be talking about that throughout the afternoon. But now let's look at the three important things you really need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Developing a little bit of suspense there for the folks. A portion of B Street between Garden and Romana Street temporarily closed for about 2 weeks as construction work does get underway. Alternate routes include using Garden Street, A Street, and Romana Street. The work is part of a $21.5 million improvement project on Garden Street from the 110 freeway to Pace Boulevard.
And since we're talking about some road closures here, portions of Victorian Boulevard and Gulf Breeze are closed until Friday as drainage pipe work is continuing. Alternate opportunities are in place as residents will not be able to get to their homes using Tiger Park Lane. It's recommended to use Sterling Point Drive. Expect potential delays and, of course, use caution.
Okay, here's your third item of interest this afternoon. Florida took a spot in the top 10 states with the highest crash risk for teen drivers. The results show that Florida ranks sixth with fatal crashes that are 48% higher than the national average. Florida's five-year average for fatal crashes involving young drivers sits around 403. It is already 415. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But those are typical spots for us this time every afternoon. As for your weather, it's 91 degrees right now, low of 78 this evening. We are going to have some rainfall chances increasing over the course of the next several days. Thursday is looking the roughest right now with 90% chance of showers. Highs are going to drop, though, over the course of the next few days as a result. Thursday and Friday's high sitting just under 90 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
416 News Radio 92.3. We're learning more about Congressman Jimmy Patronis's effort to keep the Blue Angels in Pensacola for a long time. He's using the word forever. He filed an amendment to the Defense Appropriations Bill last week that would prevent federal funding from being used to move the Blues to another home base. Here's Congressman Jimmy Patronis.
With the Big Beautiful Bill, John Cornyn had placed in it an amendment. Now, I'm not sure if this amendment got stripped out. I think it ultimately did. But he had put an amendment in the Big Beautiful Bill, I think with an appropriation of about $20 million, to move the space shuttle from the museum at Washington Dulles Airport and move the space shuttle to Texas.
Okay, Patronis also says he's secured funding to repair the Blue Angels damaged hangar. I think that happened back in Sally days when that happened.
Ooh.
Been a long time. They need the repairs.
Oh, for sure. And Escambia County has secured a $1.3 million grant to build a new community center in Cantonment. The center will address strong seasonal demand for health and wellness programs and youth camps, co-locating essential social service providers to enhance community support. Currently, Cantonment lacks a county-owned community center, with the new facility taking over for the smaller Carver Park Resource Center.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, so far this year, 11 children have died after being left unattended in hot vehicles here in Florida. Seven died in June last year. 39 children in the U.S. died after being left in hot cars. Distraction often leads to forgetting about that child left in the back seat of that car.
And Rick Scott, I want to say Governor Ron DeSantis had mentioned this a little while back, and Rick Scott's voicing the same opinion. He thinks New York Democrats could drive more people to the Sunshine State. Senator Scott was on a New York City radio station yesterday and discussed Zohran Mamdani's recent win in the city's Democratic primary for mayor. He says every elected Democratic official in New York seems like they're recruiting people to move here. He predicts Mamdani will kill jobs, ruin education, and make New Yorkers less safe, and adds that it's just insanity.
All right. Let's kind of go back to some story activity here in the state of Florida. Outdoor activities should be monitored for heat-related problems. I told you about this just a few minutes ago, that
right.
heat index around 107. If you remember, we spoke to John Purdy from the National Weather Service, I believe it was on Thursday of last week, and he was explaining that they have to issue the warnings, the advisory warnings, when it hits 108.
Mm-hmm.
We only get 107. So they did
so
not,
no warning.
So they did not issue the warnings. But I will tell you this. There could potentially be a lot of heat-related problems. Drink plenty of water. Take frequent breaks. And hang out in the shade if you can to just take care of yourself.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're hearing more and more chapters in this story regarding Alligator Alcatraz and the Democrats against it. A group of Democratic lawmakers are petitioning the Florida Supreme Court to compel Governor DeSantis to allow immediate unannounced access to the controversial immigration detention center. They argue that the denial of entry back on July 3rd violated Florida law as they were told to schedule a tour by state officials.
And they did the tour over the weekend.
Yeah.
And what they found was the Democrats lied and they said it was all just terrible, blah, 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 blah. But then when the national guys went in there and said it's perfect.
Mm.
So it's gotten political, and the truth has been, again, kind of tarnished because of the politics involved. But anyway, I believe
uplifting.
Alcatraz, Alligator Alcatraz, is going to probably do very well down there.
All right. Just about 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, in biology, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You're at the age where you're ready to retire. You're probably considering downsizing. You've worked hard all of your life, and now it's time for you to enjoy your time. But where? There are many choices when it comes to a retirement community, but there is one you'd really want to know more about. Tune in tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas will be the guests to discuss all the great reasons to consider retiring in either retirement community. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the vote in the county commission to change the name and local ordinances from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Also, the question of which election next year should have the referendum on superintendent, some dispute between the school board and the county commission. And a fascinating slash horrifying survey done by Gallup on patriotism shows dramatic declines among independents, Democrats, and especially young people, and what that means for the future of our country. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll take him by the hand.
Cause I got him for you. Pensacola right now.
Top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. President Trump continuing to push for lower interest rates today, asking the Fed Reserve to set its benchmark at 1% to lower government borrowing costs. Trump, while speaking at a luncheon with faith leaders, praised other countries for their own interest rates at the same time, also taking jabs at Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, calling him a knucklehead for not reducing the interest rates. This is going to be good. This is priceless stuff. It really is.
We should be less than 1%. I think Switzerland is the lowest at like 0.5%. We should be lower because without us, there's no world. They're really, I don't want to sound overly aggressive, but without us, you have no world.
There he goes. Okay, let's talk about, it's 424. Let's talk about stocks ending up today. After President Trump's latest updates to tariffs were announced. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher, with the Nasdaq notching a new record close, even as President Trump said that the U.S. would charge a 30% tariff on goods from the European Union and Mexico beginning August the 1st. Shares of Bitcoin-related stocks like MicroStrategy and Coinbase Global jumped as the world's largest cryptocurrency continues to scale new heights and rising to an all-time high at around $123,000 before paring back. The Dow winners today: Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and Visa. The Dow declined: Chevron, United Health Group, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow rising 88 points, the Nasdaq up 55, S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
At 425, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see what we got here. There actually wasn't much in our last traffic update. That appears to still be the case now. Our two worst spots are going to have to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, approaching Highway 87, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. May have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But once again, those spots are to be expected. As for your weather, 91 degrees right now, low of 78 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances increasing over the course of the next several days. Thursday, going to have a 90% chance of showers. Friday is similar, but highs for those days, only 89 degrees.
And just to remind you, the front is actually tracking south of Pensacola, the coastline of Pensacola. So we've been through this scenario before a couple of years ago. I know when a storm tracked to the south of us. Same situation here. Just here's the best rule of policy. Keep it on News Radio 92.3. We will keep you informed in terms of what's happening out there. Tropical storm, we're talking about this, developing and could impact the southern part of the country later this week. Here's Robert Ray. Has more from Orlando this afternoon.
A large area of disturbed weather off the southeast coast will move west over Florida and bring periods of heavy rain and a flash flood threat to the Sunshine State, all beginning here today on Monday. Now, this system is infused with lots of tropical moisture and has the potential to become a tropical depression or even more as it tracks into the Gulf of America this week. So basically, the entire peninsula of Florida, parts of the coastlines of Alabama and Mississippi, and even the panhandle of Florida, and then eventually New Orleans, should all be on guard as this system continues to percolate and progress. In Orlando, Florida, I'm Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And the Democratic Party's approval rating is declining. That's according to a Harvard Caps/Harris poll. Only 4 in 10 respondents approved of the job that the Democratic Party is doing. It marks a slight drop from June when 42% of respondents answered similarly. And it may signal the party is still grappling with its losses from November. However, across the aisle, polling found a 48% GOP approval rating.
What's the sample base? That's what I always ask them. You know that.
Whatever Harvard Caps and Harris polls do.
I got you. A new Senate report looks into the Secret Service's errors in the run-up to the assassination attempt on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania last year. Chanley Painter, she's in Butler, has the details.
The 30-page Senate report blasts the Secret Service for a, quote, cascade of errors leading up to the failed assassination attempt. The Senate report found that, quote, U.S. Secret Service headquarters denied or left unfulfilled at least 10 requests by the Donald Trump division for additional resources during the 2024 campaign. The former head of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, refuted the report, saying this, quote, the director of the Secret Service is not typically directly engaged in the approval or denial of requests for support. For the Butler rally, I actually did direct additional assets to be provided.
Well, some of you were talking about voter bases for the Harvard Caps Harris poll because voters from that poll that they did on Trump's Big Beautiful Bill are evenly divided. The poll found 44% of respondents said they supported the Republicans' major policy bill, while another 44% said that they didn't support the legislation, and a separate 12% said they weren't sure. Respondents appeared to favor provisions including the expansion of health savings accounts and increased support for farmers, ranchers, and disaster recovery, reducing federal spending, and creating a permanent child tax credit.
427 News Radio 92.3. I think they should be required to really roll out what the sample base was.
Yeah, at least give more details on how many people you asked, from where, whatever.
And always take an extra layer of caution when they're giving you percentages. That's the way around the numbers. You got two people there, one boom, you got 50%, man. I would like to see some different things introduced in terms of, if you're going to give a story like this, substantiate the story with better facts.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm going now. former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is not dropping out of the race for New York City mayor. If you remember, this has been a real topical point the last week. And he's dropping out. Well, Brian Elias has more from NYC.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is reportedly set to announce this week that he will run for mayor as an independent despite losing to Mamdani by 12 points in the Democratic primary. Cuomo is expected to propose that whoever is not in the lead in the polls in September after Mamdani should drop out of the race. Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa and New York City Mayor Eric Adams have both said they won't agree to this, despite growing pressure from Mamdani critics who say too many candidates will split the vote and hand Mamdani City Hall. Now, in a statement, Mayor Adams added, the people spoke loudly. He lost. Let's not forget the damage he caused as governor. Cuomo is wasting time and dividing voters.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Listen, if you're a student loan borrower, there may be some changes coming to how you pay them off. It's all a result of the big, beautiful bill being signed into law. Lydia Hu has more of the details.
Most of the repayment options are going away. So the bottom line means if you've got a student loan, it's time to start paying them. The Trump administration is going to enforce them. But this is coming after years of pauses under the Biden administration. So this is a big change here. The repayment options are being consolidated down from 7 plans to just 2. Here's an example of one of those plans that's going to be phased out. It's the Biden-era SAVE plan. It's got about 7.7 million borrowers. Some of those borrowers have been paying as little as $0 per month. That time is now coming to an end. Now all borrowers will have to pick between 2 repayment options. There's a standard plan or an income-driven repayment plan.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump ramping up pressure on Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. Fox's Jared Halpern.
If Russia doesn't agree to end the war in Ukraine in 50 days, President Trump says he'll impose serious economic consequences.
We're going to be doing very severe tariffs.
The president says secondary tariffs totaling 100% would hit Russia's trading partners.
The president also announcing a deal to sell NATO allies American weapons intended for Ukraine's defense. The Supreme Court clearing the way for the Education Department to fire hundreds of employees.
This lifts the handcuffs
off of what we've been trying to do, which really is to get education back to the state.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon speaking to Fox News. Teachers unions, other education groups filed lawsuits to stop those layoffs. America is listening to Fox News.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Cadillac Willie, and their influences include classic rock and jam bands like Widespread Panic, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Allman Brothers, and the Grateful Dead. Cadillac Willie also enjoys playing funky tunes by folks like James Brown, Stevie Wonder, and the Funky Meters. It's Cadillac Willie, this week at Bands on the Beach.
You hear that? That's Mike, sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a portion of B Street between Garden and Romana Street is temporarily closed for 2 weeks as construction work gets underway. Alternate routes include using Garden Street, A Street, and Romana. The work is part of a $21.5 million improvement project on Garden Street from the from the 110 freeway to Pace Boulevard.
Okay, the second story we're watching this afternoon, it's another road story, actually. Portions of Victorian Boulevard and Gulf Breeze are closed until Friday as drainage pipe work continues. Alternate opportunities are in place as residents will not be able to get to their homes using Tiger Point Avenue. It is recommended to use Sterling Point Drive. Expect potential delays and, of course, use caution.
Yes, and your third top story this afternoon. Florida took a spot in the top 10 states with the highest crash risk for teen drivers. The results showed that Florida ranks sixth with fatal crashes that are 48% higher than the national average. Florida's five-year average for fatal crashes involving young drivers sits at 403.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Let's not forget tropical moisture is surging into central and south Florida this afternoon, setting the stage for several days of widespread rain across the peninsula. As the system shifts into the eastern Gulf, the NHC giving it a 10% chance of tropical development over the next couple of days. The system moving westward will track south of Pensacola, targeting South Texas.
All right, and it was another banner year for the Red, White, and Blues Air Show on Pensacola Beach. Officials say it could have been the biggest turnout ever for a Pensacola Beach Air Show. Spectators convened on the beach from all over the country and even around the world for the full slate of air performers.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Swing and a miss. This magical run hits 10 in a row. The Red Sox Sweep Tampa Bay, 4-1 the final.
On New England Sports Network, the Red Sox beat the Rays 4-1 Boston on a current run like no other team.
How about this? Into the break, the Red Sox, the hottest team in the game. And for the first time since July of 18, they've won 10 straight.
On NESN, Boston third place in the AL East entering the All-Star break, three games behind the division-leading Blue Jays. Toronto lost Sunday 6-3 to the Athletics. The Yankees, second in the AL East, lost 4-1 to the NL Central-leading Cubs, who were a half game behind the Dodgers for the best record of the National League. One day after Los Angeles snapped its seven-game losing streak, the Dodgers won their second game in a row, beat the Giants in 11 innings 5-2. Hottest team in the National League into the All-Star break, the Milwaukee Brewers. They won their seventh in a row Sunday, 8-1 over the Nationals. Starting pitcher Freddy Peralta improved his record to 11-4. Reds manager Terry Francona became the 13th Major League manager to win 2,000 regular season games. Francona's Cincinnati Reds scored a 4-2 win over the Rockies. The Royals beat the Mets 3-2 on Nick Lofton's walk-off single in the ninth inning. The Mariners doubled up the Tigers 8-4 to complete a sweep of Detroit, which still has the best record in the majors by one game over the Dodgers. In 10 innings, the Guardians beat the White Sox 6-5. Rangers over the Astros 5-1. Same score, Diamondbacks beat the Angels. Marlins waxed the Orioles 11-1. The Phillies got by the Padres 2-1. Same score, Pirates over the Twins snapped an eight-game losing streak for Pittsburgh on a ninth-inning ground out by Spencer Harwitz. In a game delayed over 4 hours by rain, the Cardinals outlasted the Braves 5-4. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. And as I mentioned to you, starting the hour off, we are keeping you really well informed on the tropical development currently sitting off the east coast of Florida, with projections of it tracking into the Gulf and south of Pensacola. Let's get a better idea of what we're talking about. Jack Cullen from the National Weather Service over in Mobile joining me today. First of all, Jack, I appreciate your time. As we were talking earlier, busy day for you guys. What can you tell us in terms of what we know at this point in terms of the potential track and how it will affect the Pensacola weather?
Yeah, right now, like you said, we continue to watch that area of low pressure off the east coast of Florida. And what it's eventually going to do, we know it's going to go westward over the Florida Peninsula. And then the big question mark is, what does it do when it gets out into the northeastern Gulf? That's going to be the big question mark. We expect it to gradually move west from there. How much it develops or whether it develops, that's the big question. But regardless, even if it doesn't develop into anything tropical, it's still going to bring heavy rain to especially coastal areas and increasing rip currents along with high surf. So there's going to be other impacts outside of, any tropical impacts, whether the system develops or not.
Jack, are we basically talking about maybe a Wednesday type of system affecting our weather pattern at this point? Give it a couple of days to get across the state of Florida.
Yeah, it would be kind of like late Wednesday into Thursday type system as it slowly tracks westward across the north central Gulf.
And
that all depends, too, on how it develops and where it develops to.
Right. We had an opportunity to speak to one of your workers at the National Weather Service, John Purdy, last week. He graciously gave us a few minutes back on Thursday talking about the doggone heat index. I see it's going to be cranking back. We had a high heat index today, but it looks like a repeat for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be warm. We're going to have heat index values. 105, 106 range during the afternoon, high temps in the mid to upper 90s in some spots.
Jack, when do you think we're going to basically get a pretty clear definition of where this thing is going to be tracking and where and at what speed? You're looking probably Tuesday or so?
Yeah, probably late Tuesday and early Wednesday as it emerges into the eastern Gulf. That's when, better idea of what's left of the center of the system, what it looks like then, and they'll start potentially, flying some Air Force reconnaissance planes into it. The models will have a better idea.
All right, listen, Jack Cullen, National Weather Service Mobile, you're a busy guy. We thank you for your minutes this afternoon. It's important, and I know our listeners appreciate it as well.
Yes.
Okay, Jack Cullen, National Weather Service in Mobile, giving us the latest, I mean the latest information updates on the tropical moisture moving, it's sitting off the coast, east coast of Florida right now, and it will be tracking westerly across the peninsula, heading out into the Gulf, eventually tracking into Texas.
Here's today's health news.
Well, health officials in Arizona say a person is dead from the plague. The unidentified patient came into the emergency room at the hospital in Flagstaff and died the same day. Testing results confirmed Friday that the person died from pneumonic plague, caused by the same bacterium as the bubonic plague that devastated Europe in the 14th century. Pneumonic plague affects the lungs, whereas bubonic plague affects the lymph nodes. It was the first death from pneumonic plague recorded in the region since 2007.
Hey, listen, I know they're getting ready. A lot of excitement up in Atlanta, rightly so, because the All-Star Baseball game is going to be in play there. If you remember, and I'm just going by memory, I think it was probably 2021 or so, about 4 years ago, that they banned Atlanta because of politics of having this game. But let me tell you, biggest fireworks show of Major League Baseball's summer is taking place tonight in Atlanta. Here's Joe Morgan.
Baseball's top sluggers take center stage at Truist Park for the 2025 Home Run Derby. Eight participants, Jazz Chisholm Jr., Matt Olson, Byron Buxton, Junior Caminero, O'Neill Cruz, James Wood, Brent Rooker, and Cal Raleigh, will compete for the Home Run Derby chain. The Derby consists of three rounds, with each player getting 3 minutes or 40 pitches to hit as many home runs as they can in their first plate appearance, plus a bonus period that lasts until three outs are recorded, though a fourth bonus out can be achieved. The players who advance will have 2 minutes or 27 pitches in the semifinals and finals to launch home runs out of the park. The Derby gets underway at 8 p.m. Eastern. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Israeli scientists say that they've developed the first ever mRNA vaccine against a deadly antibiotic-resistant bacterium. The vaccine, delivered in the same way COVID-19 vaccines are, showed itself 100% effective against pneumonic plague in animals. If the results hold out, the breakthrough could be used to stop infections from antibiotic-resistant bacteria that kill millions around the world each year.
Okay, 443, U.S. setting a new, however grim, record that stood since 2000. Lisa Brady has the details in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. The United States breaks its record for the highest number of measles cases in the country since the disease was considered eliminated in 2000. Data from Johns Hopkins University finds just halfway through this year, over 1,200 cases have been recorded across 38 states, and cases of the highly infectious disease are still spreading as summer travel and camps get into full swing. Doctors say, unfortunately, with the measles outbreak, because it's so contagious, it can take months, even a year, to contain an outbreak. The best way to protect yourself is prevention. That means getting vaccinated, especially if you're going to travel to an area where there's an outbreak. CDC data shows 92% of measles cases in 2025 have been in people who were either unvaccinated or whose vaccination status was unknown. If cases associated with the outbreak continue to accumulate through January of next year, the U.S. could lose its measles elimination status. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, the Trump administration is implementing changes to Medicaid, included in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Dr. Mehmet Oz has more.
When the program was created 60 years ago, it never dawned on anyone that you would take able-bodied individuals who could work and put them on Medicaid. Today, the average able-bodied person on Medicaid, it doesn't work, they watch 6.1 hours of television or just hang out. That's not fair.
Is that okay?
No, go out and try to get a job.
445, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. Okay, Austin, go out there and get a job.
Yeah.
Just go ahead, get a job.
Let me remind myself of what job I have here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, the spots that are giving us the most trouble are ones you'd normally expect. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. Maybe a little bit on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. And on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for your local weather, 91 degrees, low of 78. Going to have some rainfall chances increasing over the next few days. Thursday's 90% chance of rainfall, followed by Friday's 80% is going to be the roughest right now, is how it looks. But the highs on both days are going to be only 89 degrees.
Yeah, you know, that kind of mirrors what Jack was just talking. Jack Cullen from the National Weather Service over Mobile was telling us.
Right.
But I think in taking on a realistic approach to this thing, let's hold off until tomorrow afternoon. Because as you heard Jack talking, Tuesday's going to be a deciding day. Steering currents and how it's going to track across and into the Gulf. We will know more this time tomorrow afternoon. So you see, you got to be here.
Right.
You can't slide away from listening to us tomorrow. It's very important. News Radio 92.3. We will definitely keep you all posted in terms of what the tropical moisture's up to as it moves in and across the state of Florida. Hey, still no relief for residents in Texas's hill country. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest in this Fox Weather Report.
Another round of heavy rain with the risk of flash flooding for central Texas today through Wednesday. We've got a change in the weather pattern midweek that should bring drier conditions to help with recovery efforts along the Guadalupe River. Flooding is a big concern for the mid-Atlantic today, with widespread showers and thunderstorms producing dangerous conditions along the I-95 corridor. Florida is also in for several days of heavy rain as a tropical disturbance lingers along the West Coast and the Gulf Coast through the work week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, this is interesting. Congressional Republicans are making changes to student loan payments. Boy, and these things can be absolutely massive. This is important. Here's Lily Hu.
Repayment options starting there first, they're going to be consolidated from currently seven options into just two. One of those plans that will be phased out is the Biden-era SAVE plan. It has about 7.7 million borrowers, and some of them have paid as little as $0 per month. Well, that's all going away, and now all borrowers will have to pick between the two repayment options, a standard payment plan or an income-driven repayment plan. The new standard plan will stretch payments over 10 years to as many as 25 years, depending on the balance. And borrowers on the new income-driven plan will have payments capped between 10 and 15% of their discretionary income.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining 88 points. The S&P 500 was up slightly by 8, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq set a fresh record up by 54. President Trump said the U.S. will impose 30% tariffs on the European Union and Mexico starting on August 1st. Leaders of the EU and Mexico said they intend to keep talking with the Trump administration this month in an attempt to agree on a lower rate. The Wall Street Journal reports Kraft Heinz is planning to spin off a large chunk of its grocery business, effectively undoing a 2015 merger that's now widely regarded as a strategic blunder. Anonymous sources say that the new entity would take many Kraft products with it and could be valued up to $20 billion. The split could happen in a matter of weeks. Crude oil futures for August are falling more than 2.2%, sitting below $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, Volkswagen getting stung by the lack of sales for its EV line of cars. Jeff Manasso has more in Fox on Wheels.
It's Fox Wheels.
Volkswagen's ID. Buzz, a bust. The German automaker's attempt to bring back the bus, electrified, marred by a slow rollout, a recall, foreign auto tariffs, and a less than enthused market base, willing to spend at least $60,000 to see what the buzz was all about. Honda also reportedly putting the brakes on plans for a large seven-seat EV SUV amid weaker than expected demand for big electric vehicles. Ford is sticking with momentum after running a successful employee pricing campaign this spring that helped make it the number one selling brand in America for the first half of the year. It's now rolling out a 0-0-0 summer sales event that features zero down payment, 0% interest for 48 months, and zero payments for the first 90 days on most Ford and Lincoln vehicles. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now, you know, Chris, I'm not much of a stamp user, but whenever I hear about them, I always hear that the prices are going up, and that's what we're hearing about today. It now costs a little bit more to mail a letter using the USPS. On Sunday, the price for a first-class mail forever stamp jumped from 73 cents to 78. The price increase is part of the USPS's 10-year financial stability plan. Last year, the Postal Service said there would be 5 stamp price increases over the next few years, and it also plans to raise prices in January and July of 26 and 27.
Doing a nice job of kind of moving themselves right out of that market. Listen, Nike is celebrating four decades of Air Jordans with a new shoe. Oh, my gosh. What is this going to cost? About $10,000 a shoe?
If people are complaining about stamp prices, they're not going to be buying these.
I hear that one. Tanya J has more.
The new Air Jordan 40 drops today, the 40th Nike signature sneaker from NBA legend Michael Jordan. It takes design elements from seven different Air Jordan models, including the tongue from the Air Jordan 5 and the Jumpman on the toe from the Air Jordan 12. It also has Easter eggs hidden in the shoe's construction to celebrate the 40th anniversary, like 40-degree angles in the logo and traction pattern. Nike has priced the Air Jordan 40 at around $200 a pair, a far cry from what the original Air Jordans were sold for. When they hit store shelves in 1985, the iconic red, black, and white shoes sold for $65. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 452 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this Monday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, meet your friends and neighbors downtown for this month's Gallery Night. This time, it's swinging into the arts. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more info. The Roaring in Pink fundraiser and social event is Saturday at Culinary Productions on Wright Street. Fun, food, wine, and inspiration, with proceeds benefiting cancer research and support. See Roar Performing Arts on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Stream us online at NewsRadio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, a little bit of Bangles.
An appropriate name for that song, Manic Monday.
It's a great song. Just that was girl bands, you know, the Go-Go's, the Bangles were going at it at that time. It was a good time in music. Really was. I like that song. Thanks for playing it, Austin.
You're welcome.
Spinning those tunes this afternoon. Okay, like I said, 4:55. Let's get to work here. Austin Price in with the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also, had a little bit on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But while it's still present, it is lessening. Outside of those couple spots, there's not much going on. As for the weather, 91 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got rainfall chances over the course of the next several days, but as the rainfall chances creep up, the highs are expected to creep down.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You know, when I woke up today, I felt something was missing. And you know what that? Because being with my roots from the New Orleans side of the equation, we celebrate Bastille Day on the 14th of July.
Okay.
Guess what today is?
Bastille Day.
It's Bastille Day. You would have to work very hard to find somebody celebrating today. I'm going to tell you. It is France's biggest holiday of the year, and Jonathan Savage has more on it.
President Emmanuel Macron oversaw celebrations on the most famous street in Paris, the Champs-Élysées. Parades of soldiers on horseback, a warplane flyover, and this year, axe-wielding Asian warriors. Each year, France invites a guest. Indonesia got the call this time. A spectacular drone light show and elaborate fireworks with the Eiffel Tower as the backdrop, capping off the festivities. Bastille Day marks a turning point in the French Revolution when Parisians stormed a fortress and prison back in 1789. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And this is a headline I never thought I'd read. Sesame Workshop says offensive posts have been deleted after Elmo's X account was compromised by unknown hackers.
Nothing is sacred anymore.
It happened Sunday with the hacker posting racist and anti-Semitic messages from the account, which has nearly 650,000 followers. Another post called for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein case files. A spokesperson for the Sesame Workshop says the account has since been secured. Many ex-users chimed in on the change in messaging, as Elmo's account has become known for its uplifting posts.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
The parents of a 5-year-old boy learn the hard way that it's never a good idea to leave your phone unattended.
Ooh.
You can see where this is going. It was, let me set it up. It was Prime's shopping spree. And you have a kid that has no sense of value for money.
Right.
Just,
I don't know it.
I'll just order this thing here. This is what happened. Here's Ted Linder.
In a viral TikTok video posted by the boy's mom, a stunned dad is seen confronting his son, who casually ordered 7 toy cars from Amazon, spending over $3,000 with another $700 in the cart before being caught. The clip then cuts to the Amazon order that reads like a little kid's Christmas list to Santa, prompting one commenter to remark he took Christmas in July to a whole new level. The parents were said to be in the process of explaining to the bank and to Amazon what happened and looking for a full return of the items purchased. Experts say kids racking up charges through apps and online shopping is becoming more common and also more costly. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And some fans are upset after Drake only performed for 40 minutes Sunday night at London's Wireless Festival. It was his third night in a row headlining the event. The Canadian entertainer came out a little before 9 p.m. and said he'd perform until the event's strict 9:30 p.m. curfew. He came out immediately after the previous set from Burna Boy and gave a performance some fans called rushed.
Oh, darn, I missed it. Okay, the weekend box office was super for one of the best-known superheroes of all time, Deborah Valentine, is following the story and has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Superman can lift up collapsing buildings, Godzilla-sized monsters, and now the box office.
My actions? I stopped a war.
Maybe.
Not maybe. I did.
Superman, the newly rebooted comic book adventure from DC Studios, flew to $122 million in its first weekend of release. The Last Son of Krypton took a massive bite out of ticket sales for Universal's Jurassic World Rebirth, which added $40 million in its second week of release. Third place went to F1 the Movie, with $13 million in its third lap around the track. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Look, about 20 minutes ago, we spoke to Jack Cullen over at the National Weather Service in Mobile, telling us about the dangers associated with these heat indexes. Well, you know what? Pets need protection this summer as well. Just make sure that you give them plenty of water. Pets need to be hydrated, believe me. So make sure you give them plenty of water and get them out of that heat. All right, coming up in 12, more news on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.